You're with 603. Larry Collins is chief executive of Wakaama Aotearoa and also a very seasoned campaigner, a DJ of the highest order. If you want to hear some, well, old school sounds, Larry Collins is your person. If you've got a 60th birthday coming up, then Larry Collins is the DJ with the soulist extraordinaire. So if you want some Dr. Hook and a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire, this is the lady you sign up. Hey, Lara, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. How's it?
Good,
Who needs a manager?
Who needs a manager? There we go. Lara Collins, DJ. Lara has been the chief executive of Wakaama Aotearoa for a number of years and has been in the studio, and we're old mates, so it's good to catch up with you again, sis. World Sprints have been held in Singapore. I'm assuming they're finished, but you'll update us here. Tell us how we've fared against strong opposition in Singapore, and what were some of the issues at play there, Lara?
World Sprints, Wakaama Sprint Championships finished on Sunday, and there were 3,200 paddlers from 30 countries. First time in Singapore, first time in Asia. The sport is growing really, really fast. And Aotearoa had 587 paddlers representing at the event. So we had a huge contingent. Really successful event on many fronts, and successful for our paddlers as well.
That's amazing. It's amazing numbers. And, of course, a huge contingent of kaihoi from home here taking part in the action. What about the conditions? Was there anything different? We used to... having these sprints, you know, around the Pacifica Islands, take us into the settings that our kaihoi were confronted by in Singapore, please, Lara.
I think the first thing everybody would say was it was hot, really, really, really hot. So over 35 degrees and 100% humidity every day, which coming from Aotearoa winter was a little bit different for everybody, but it was nice to be warm, but yeah, really, really hot for everybody. The race venue was, if you've been to Singapore, it was right in the middle of the city, right in front of the Marina Bay Sands Hotel. I mean, just an amazing venue. Couldn't be in a more beautiful central setting, surrounded by massive tall buildings. People sitting in their offices working all day watching the racing. The racing took part over 10 days, so it was a long event. And, yeah, just a really, really unique experience, I think, for most people who were there. It was fantastic.
Tēnā koe. Water conditions, the technical turning, all the same, or were there some adjustments our kaihoi had to make between conditions they'd find here at home in the wider Pacific or up in Asia?
It was in a reservoir, so it was a controlled body of water. There was no current, only a little bit of wind. It was very flat. The conditions were perfect. The lanes were perfect. The organisers did a fantastic job of all of the organising. The waka that we used were brand new, world-class, state-of-the-art waka. Yeah, the competition was tough. You know, we punch above our weight here in Aotearoa, but man, there's some great competition from around the world and throughout the Pacific. Countries like Wallis and Fortuna, who are small countries, but you know, manage to get to these events and really, really perform well. There were four new countries at this event. There was Malaysia, Taiwan, Philippines and Papua New Guinea competing for the first time, so it was great new countries participating, and we finished third on the medal tally, I believe, behind Tahiti, Hawaii, and then there was us, so we did really well.
Tēnā koe. Any new names come forward here, world titles or anything like that that deserve a mention?
Gosh, our elite men and elite women won the V12 500 metres for the first time. They beat the Tahitian team, which was, it was a great achievement. Our elite woman also won a gold in the 500 metres and a bronze in the 1500 metres. And our men, they won silver in the 500 and 1500 metres. So, the races were so close, really, really tight. And I think one of the highlights for me was, probably watching our elite teams really just neck and neck with the Tahitians. It was super exciting.
Tēnā koe. I take my hat off to all of those kaihoi who put together the putia needed for airfares and ACOM in Singapore for 10 days. What would have been an average cost, do you think, Lara? Because I want to draw in, the battles that this sport, proudly Māori and Pacifica predominantly, and the difficulties we get for government funding to attend these world events. What might it have cost each individual, do you think, Lara?
I think it's probably around, wouldn't be much short of 5K per person.
Yeah.
Probably.
And they had to come up with it all themselves?
Yep, it's all self-funded. Lots of fundraising, lots of raffles, battens up, 2 for 40, all of those things. Lots of support from community throughout Aotearoa. We had a lot of clubs represented, over 40 clubs from Aotearoa represented from the far north. To the South Island. So, lots and lots of community support, which is super helpful.
Tēnā koe, Lara. Can you tell us a little about the waka? Because you say they were brand new. They were built to whose design, out of what material, and where were they made?
The waka are called Hydra, and they are made by a company called Ozone. They're designed in Hawaii by a paddler named Kai Bartlett, who unfortunately passed away last year, but he was a really famous paddler and canoe shaper. He designed the Hydra canoe. It's made in China, made with carbon, state-of-the-art. The six-person waka only weighed 67 kilos, which is super light, really strong. Just for reference, the waka that we paddle here in Aotearoa are around about 120 kilos, so nearly half the weight of what we're used to paddling. Really turn on a dime, which, we're used to our waka here, which take a team to make them turn, and these ones just turn super fast. So that was made for exciting racing.
Tēnā koe. What else took your eye? I mean, we know it's more than just results. Was there a moment there when, our peeps threw themselves into a waiata or into a haka that stood out and again celebrated this sort of the essence of New Zealand's sporting ways? Off the water, any kaupapa take your eye, Lara?
Yeah, well, because it was the first time that the event was held in Asia and in Singapore, it was obviously our sport is steeped in culture from the Pacific, but it was an opportunity for the culture of Singapore to shine through for the opening ceremony. There was a lion dance performance for the opening ceremony, the canoe blessing ceremony, and then there was a gong ceremony to signify the first racing. So that was really, it was really cool to have culture from Singapore. The other thing that's quite unique to our event, well, this event and our sport in particular, is there is always a cultural evening where countries are invited to perform. And of the 30 countries, I think there were 15 countries who did performances, Aotearoa included. So, getting to see performances from Samoa, Brazil, indigenous performances, Aotearoa, Wallace and Futuna, Tahiti, all of the Hawaii, all of the participants be able to share their culture, I think is a really unique point of difference for our sport and is really embraced by all that take part. So, it's a really special night and something that everybody will never forget.
Thank you so much. Lara Collins is the Chief Executive of Waka Ama Aotearoa. When's the next event and when's the IVF sprints coming to NZ?
It's been a while since it's been in Aotearoa. 2006 6 was the last time it was here. We have put in a bid to host the next World Sprints, and that is as yet it has not been decided, but we might be able to do an exclusive interview with you, Dale, when and if that news comes through.
Right after that Dr. Hook song that you're famous for playing. Hey, lovely to catch up with you. I'm pleased you got home safe, and all our people represented us strongly. Always a pleasure to have recorded all with you, Lara. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dale. I think Dolly Parton's first on the playlist at
Dolly
the moment.
Dolly Parton. All right, Jolene. Thank you very much, Lara.
Awesome.
That's fair enough.
Kia ora, Dale.
See ya.